Welcome to season one, episode one of A Crazy Year, where we're going to talk about the bigger picture by Lil Baby. And I'm here with Isaiah Gullidge, a local musician. Say hi, Isaiah.
Hey, guys.
So today, like I said, we're going to talk about the bigger picture by Lil Baby and see if this song really had a positive or negative impact on the BLM movement. So we're going to go through the song section by section and give our opinions about it. And we're going to start off with the intro.
Protests and growing national outcries continue over the death of George Floyd.
Last night, people protesting in Minneapolis escalated as demonstrators were lashed by tear gas and rubber bullets.
The main message here
is that they want to see those officers involved.
They want to see those officers arrested.
So that intro is actually pretty deep. Talks about the George Floyd case, which was pretty recent when the song came out. Even though it wasn't the start of the BLM movement, I don't want to say a big step, but it was something we should never forget. So, Isaiah, you have anything to put in?
Yeah, so I feel like this wasn't the start of how the BLM movement, it definitely like emphasized the movement, especially because it was like probably a tipping point, or not probably, it definitely was a tipping point for the movement. And I feel like the last phrase in this intro really sums it up. You know, we hear a unified group of people saying George Floyd's last few words before he passed. And that those three words were, "I can't breathe." It's pretty deep. And the fact that, like, all these people came together, no matter the background, really just showed, like, it's sad that this such thing happened in order for people to unify. But we just saw the whole nation come together after it.
Yeah, I totally agree and couldn't have said it better. So next, we will be playing verse one.
Trade my 4x4 for GC3, ain't no more free to speak. I gave him chance again. I even told him, please. I find it crazy the police to shoot you and know that you did, but still tell you to freeze. Look, I seen what I seen. I guess that mean hold him down if he say he can't breathe. It's too many mothers just grieving. They killing us for no reason. Been going on for too long to get even. Throw us in cages like dogs and hyenas. I went to court and they sent me to prison. My mama was crushed when they said I can't leave. First I was drunk, then I sobered up quick when I heard all that time that they gave to Talib. He got a life sentence plus. We just some products of our environment. How the fuck they gon' blame us? You can't fight fire with fire, I know, but at least we can turn off the flames. Every color person ain't dumb, and all whites not racist. I be judging by the mind and heart, I ain't really in the faces. Though the way that we living is not getting better, you gotta know how to survive. Crazy, I had to tell all of my loved ones to carry a gun when they going outside. Stay in the mirror whenever you drive. Overprotect, go crazy for mine. You gotta pay attention to the sign. Seem like the blind following the blind. Thinking about everything that's going on. I boost security up in my home. I'm with my kind, if they right or they wrong. I call them now, he'll pick up the phone, and it's 5 a.m, he waking up on it. Tell them wherever I'm at, then they coming. I see blue lights, I get scared and start running. That should be crazy, they supposed to protect us. Swords and handcuffs and arrest us. Why they go home at night, that shit messed up. Knowing we need to help, they neglect us. One of them who gon' make them respect us. I can see in your eye that you fed up. Fuck around, got my shot, I won't let up. They know that we a problem together. They know that we can storm anywhere.
Even though verse one was pretty long, there's a lot that was said that is pretty important. So, Isaiah, you want to start it off?
Yeah. The first part that really resonates is Lil Baby says, "I find it crazy the police will shoot you and know that you're dead, but still tell you to freeze." He says, "Effed up, I seen what I seen. I guess that mean hold him down if he say he can't breathe." So this kind of refers back to back when our grade was in middle school, when the hands up don't shoot thing came arise. The saying, like, he goes on to say later, like, it's every colored person ain't dumb and all whites are not racist. The same thing with cops, like, not all cops are killers, or I feel like the media likes to portray them as that, but it's not always the case. It's like there are a decent amount of cases of it, but it's not all cops, and there's actually good cops. And then the second part of that line, he says, I seen what I seen, but you would think that by witnesses being around and seeing the murder of George Floyd, with a cop having his knee on George's neck, you would think that he would not do that and have some humility in the situation. But he says I guess that means do whatever you think is necessary, even though that he says he literally cannot breathe. So it's crazy.
Yeah, I think that is crazy. I mean, like you said, Lil Baby does acknowledge that not everyone is a racist, not everyone's a killer, but unfortunately there are people like that. So the next part of the song, when he says, I see blue lights, I get scared and start running. That S be crazy, they pose to protect us, throw us in handcuffs and arrest us. While they go home at night, that S messed up. So he's acknowledging what police officers are meant to be. They're supposed to be the people that come and rescue, I guess you could say, people that are in danger or just to stop certain situations. But people aren't supposed to be scared of the police, and I don't think anyone should be. People could say whatever they want about that, but that's just my opinion. Obviously, people that have seen certain things, that changes for them. They do get scared of the blue lights, as Lil Baby says. So,
yeah. Another thing with that, they're supposed to protect us, he says. Whenever I'm driving in my car and I go past a cop car, I always do that 5-second check in the mirror just to see. Although I'm not doing anything wrong, it's just the fact that I am a person of color. And it's just almost ingrained in me from my parents telling me just to be safe and be aware. You know, there are people out there, like there are cops out there that are racist and will do certain things that they shouldn't. And that's why sometimes I fear and I check that mirror. And like Simran said, you know, they're supposed to be the ones that you call 911, and they're the first responders. They're supposed to be there when you're in trouble and you need them. But how are you supposed to call them or ask for their help when some of them are the ones that are the aggressors? So
next we'll be moving on to the chorus. It's a problem with the whole way of life. It can't change overnight, but we gotta start somewhere. Might as well go ahead and start here. We done had a hell of a year. I'ma make it count why I'm here. God is the only man I fear. Although that part of the song is short, it's very packed with a lot of information. And he starts off by saying it's bigger than black and white. It's a problem with the whole way of life. And he really addresses that it's not about the color of your skin or who you, it's just something that racism in general is just, it's taught. Like, no one's born racist. It's just something that's learned. And he says it can't change overnight, which it can't. And it's a good thing he said that, because nothing can change overnight. And the next line is, but we got to start somewhere, and might as well go ahead and start here. And hopefully that after this song came out, that this was a starting point in changing the world so it can be a better place for everyone. This has been a problem since the 80s. Even going back further than that, racism has been a problem. And hopefully that within the coming years, or maybe even sooner, that this problem can be over.
So also the last two lines of the chorus, he says, "I'm gonna make it count while I'm here. God is the only man that I fear." So that first line, he's saying, well, while he's on this earth, he's going to make it his priority to help solve this problem and be a benefactor in it. And the second part, saying that God is the only one that he fears, that being a part of his faith, but basically saying that no matter what he has to do to solve the problem, he's going to do it. And if that means backlash, if that means going to jail, if that means dying for the cause, then so be it. But as long as it benefits the cause, then he's for it.
So we'll be going on to verse 2 next.
Get on going on the front line, he gon' bust your work till you come back that gun line. You know when the storm go away, then the sunshine. Got put your head in the game when it's crunch time. I want all my sons to grow up to be monsters. I want all my daughters to show out in public. Seem like we losing our country, but we gotta stand up for something. So this what it comes to. Every video I see on my conscience, I got power now, I gotta say something. Corrupt the police been the problem where I'm from, but I'd be lying if I said it was all of them. I ain't do this for the trend, I don't follow them. Altercation with the law, had a lot of them. People speaking for the people, I'm proud of them. Stick together, we can get it up out of them. I can't lie like I don't rap about killing and dope, but I'm telling my young to vote. I deal what I did because I didn't have no choice and no hope. I was forced to just jump in and go. This bullshit is all that we know, but it's time for a change. Got time to be serious, no time for no gang. Ain't taking no more, let us go for them chains. God bless they soul, every one of them names. It's bigger than black and white.
So for verse 2, he starts it by saying, F it, I'm going on the front line. This dates back to literally the last lines of the chorus, saying how he's going to make it count while he's here. If he has to be on the front line, he's not seeing any change. Same stuff's happening. And even in his own city where he originated from, of Atlanta, Georgia. And ironically, the day after this song was released, Rashard Brooks was unjustifiably and fatally shot by the police in Atlanta, Georgia. And following the incident, the two officers involved were terminated, and the Atlanta chief of police voluntarily stepped down. So with this, it's tough. You know, you'd think, like, even one day after this song, trying to promote change, the same stuff happens, and it keeps angering people to the point where, you just got to stand up. You can't, silence is violence. He says that it seems like we're losing our country, but we got to stand up for something. So this is what it comes to. You know, America's the home of the land of the free, home of the brave. We fought for freedom for, I don't know however long you really want to think about it. And then he addresses the problem of corrupted police. And by this, he means the ones that have fatally shot tons of African Americans. He says, corrupted police have been the problem where I'm from, but I'd be lying if I said that it was all of them. So the Rashard Brooks happening, that's what he means where he says where I'm from. And he says that it's not the only, that they're, the corrupted cops aren't only from Atlanta, Georgia. They're from all over the country. In Minnesota, California, like any place, anywhere you go. And then he goes on to say that he's had his own altercations with the law, and that he's had a lot of them. It goes both ways. You know, the narrative is that all cops are bad. You know, African Americans like to steal, like to rob, loot, whatever you want to say. But it's, some are true, but not a lot of it, and a lot of it is just preconceived notions or prejudice, as you want to say. There's people that are coming out. He says people speaking for the people that have been fatally shot. He says, I'm proud of them. You know, stick together. We can get it up and out of them. So by protesting, they're going to be able to put the officers who fatally killed these people and serve them justice, as they're the ones that think they serve the justice by ending these people's lives.
Yeah, so that was really well said, Isaiah. And I just want to add one more thing. At the end of verse 2, he says, I can't lie, like I don't rap about killing and dope, but I'm telling my youngins to vote. I did what I did because I didn't have no choice or no hope. I was forced to just jump in and go. Like he says, Lil Baby has rapped about his a criminal lifestyle his whole career, but he now wants to use his platform to spread this message now. And with the Black Lives Matter movement progressing the way it has, Lil Baby is stating that the movement has his full support to the point where he feels it's time to stop rapping about that type of stuff, but rather speak up on racial inequality in America. So we'll be finishing up with verse 3.
They training officers to kill us, then shooting protesters with these rubber bullets. They regular people, I know that they feel us. These scars too deep, they heal us. What happened to COVID? Nobody remember, it ain't making sense. I'm just here to vent. It happened to one of your people, it's different. We get it, the system is wicked, just learn how to pick it. Knowledge is power, I swear I'm a witness. I know that I'm gifted, I won't go too deep, cause I'm scared they'll get me. Ain't scared to admit it, some I can't mention. It's people who can, well here's the chance. I won't take the stand, but I'll take a stand for what I believe. Must not be breathing the air that I breathe. You know that the way that I bleed, you can breathe. I never been a fan of police, but my neighborhood, no, I try to keep peace, so it's only right that I get in the streets. March for a reason, I just on GP. How people die for us to be free. What do you mean? This was a dream. Now we got the power that we need to have. They don't want us with it, and that's why they mad.
Yeah. So Lil Baby started verse 3 with a very controversial statement where he says, they training officers to kill us, then shooting protesters with these rubber bullets. Although this song is trying to progress the Black Lives Matter movement, I don't really believe this to be true, that they're training officers to kill people. Like I said previously, they're supposed to be the people that are protecting everyone and keeping law and order. Isaiah, do you have anything to say on that?
Yeah, so, I mean, there is some truth to this, and, like, it's not killing, but it's more about control and trying to control the situation, especially because in Minnesota, when they had all the riots, you know, people were looting and everything, and it's all these same narratives, you know. You have some people do something, and it encases the whole group of people, and that's the problem with racism. That's the problem with saying that all cops are bad. I don't really need to reiterate it, but you guys get the point. Another thing that I want to talk about is he says, what happened to COVID? Nobody remembers. And at the time of the song's release, the COVID-19 pandemic had been going on for months. And like during these gatherings or peaceful protests or any protests, people weren't wearing masks. You know, they were just in large gatherings. They were going out. It seemed like all of the focus just went to this. And like, yeah, it's good and everything, but we're still in a pandemic. We're still not seeing huge surges, but at the time of the song, there were cases surging. And I feel like they just, like I said earlier, the media likes to spotlight things when they feel like it'll give them the most attention and most revenue. So that was something that I disliked about the movement, but I agree with the background of it, not necessarily the organization. So the line after that, he said, it ain't making sense. I'm just here to vent. So he's saying that, like, he's using, like Simran said earlier, he's using his platform and what he has in order to get his point across. You know, he's not speaking for just himself. He's speaking for millions of people across the country who feel the exact same way. He also says, if it happened, it happened to one of your people, it's different. So he's targeting the white audience, and not all people who are white, but the one white people who say that, oh, it's that person's fault. That they got killed. It's that he had a knife on him. He had this or that on him, or she had a knife. Whatever it is, but it's just funny how, like, you know, there's a difference when the roles are reversed. He goes on to also say he won't get too deep because he's scared they'll get to him, and he's not scared to admit it. There's some stuff that he can't even mention. He says it's the people who can, and this is their chance. He won't take the stand, but he'll take a stand for what he believes. So what he's saying with this little stanza right here, he's saying he doesn't want to get too involved and, you know, say a little too much, because, you know, that sometimes that brings attention, a little too much attention to you. And you might get in trouble for it. Like, he's standing up, but sometimes you just cross that line, even though, yeah, you should, but it's society, like, the systemic problems will get to you. He said he's not scared to admit it. And then the second part of that, he's saying, like, there's people that are, you know, like, are newly elected, a recently new elected President Joe Biden. It wasn't at the time of this, but, you know, I'm saying to him, like, he can help to get this problem solved. You know, he's in a very powerful position. And then a lot of other people in Congress, you know, they play a part. They are representing America as a whole to other nations. And from outside of the U.S., you know, if you like, look in, a lot of people think that America is a racist country, and I do feel that is true, as it is, but there goes the narrative again. You know, not everybody in America is racist, but there's a good amount. He says in that last line, like, he'll take a stand for what I believe. I mean, I already went over that. I don't want to sound like a broken record, so yeah
that was really well said. And like you said, he really wants to use his platform to spread a message. And actually, in my nonfiction Decoded by Jay-Z, he says he knew the key to success was believing in the quality of your own product. And I really believe that Lil Baby believed in the quality of his project, where he knew that if he put this out, that people would listen to it, and maybe it would change the way they think about certain things. Also, in my long fiction, On the Come Up by Angie Thomas, the main character, Bree, who is 16-year-old and an aspiring rapper, she says, unarmed and dangerous, but America, you made us. Only time we famous is when we die and you blame us. And this is a really powerful quote for this book. And with everything going on when this song came out, it really sums out all the injustice that happened. Thank you for listening to my podcast and taking the time out of your day for doing so. Hopefully we'll be back with another episode. Thanks again. It's bigger than black and white. It's a problem with the whole way of life. It can't change overnight, but we gotta start somewhere. Might as well go ahead, start here. We done had a hell of a year. I'ma make it count why I'm here. God is the only man I fear.